methane, the other greenhouse gas. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner. This is ClimateCast. Methane is about 100 times more potent than CO2 as a greenhouse gas, and it's on the rise. A recent study finds methane's chemical fingerprints in the atmosphere from a new source, fracking. Robert Howarth is a professor of ecology and evolutionary biology at Cornell University. Robert, thanks so much for taking the time to talk today.
Thank you for your interest.
Your recent paper on methane buildup in the journal Biogeosciences, let's talk about that for a minute. What do we know about methane concentrations in the atmosphere over the past few decades?
Well, methane concentrations were rising really rapidly in the end of the 20th century. And then for the first decade of this century, they were actually flat. The emissions leveled off for reasons we still debate. But over the last decade, since about 2008 or 9, the concentrations have again been rising rapidly. And since methane is such a powerful greenhouse gas, that is contributing significantly to the global warming we've been seeing over the last decade.
And what do we know about where that rise is coming from?
Well, there's been a lot of debate about it because methane comes from many sources. Some of the flux is natural. It comes from wetlands and from lakes to some extent, but we don't have any real reason to think that's been increasing significantly. Then methane comes from a lot of other biological sources, such as rice agriculture and cows. It comes from landfills, it comes from sewage treatment plants, but the oil and gas industry, as well as the coal industry to some extent, are major sources. And my paper concludes that it's primarily oil and gas and that the shale gas industry has played a major role in that.
So how can we detect different molecules of methane in the atmosphere from things like shale gas, which we think of as natural gas, or natural sources? How do we do that?
There are a variety of techniques which scientists are using to look at the different sources, but the approach that I explore in my most recent paper is to look at the global average chemistry of methane. Methane is a very simple molecule. It has one carbon atom at its core with four hydrogen atoms around it. But that carbon atom at the core, most of it is carbon-12, but a little tiny bit of it is carbon-13. And it turns out that the amount of the carbon-13 in that methane varies depending on what the source is. My interpretation, looking at the recent decreases in the carbon-13 content of methane over the last decade, is that about a third, at least, of the global increase in methane is coming from shale gas.
So as you look at these molecules, does the shale gas have less of the carbon-13?
Yes, the methane in shale gas has a little bit less of the carbon-13, and there's a good reason for that. Shale gas is the methane that's been trapped over geological time in the shale, and it's released only when we use high-volume hydraulic fracturing, technology that's only been in widespread commercial use for the last decade or so. Conventional natural gas is methane which broke free from shale, migrated through semi-porous rock materials like sandstone over periods of tens to hundreds of millions of years until trapped in some sort of a cavity. During that migration, some of that methane is oxidized either chemically or by bacteria, and that results in a loss of the lighter carbon-12 isotope. So the conventional natural gas that we've been harvesting in the 20th century ends up having more of that carbon-13 than does the shale gas from hydraulic fracturing.
That's fascinating that we can actually detect those fingerprints within the atmosphere.
It is amazing, and we can see it globally changing over time over the last decade.
So we know methane is a more potent as a greenhouse gas than CO2, but it also breaks down more quickly in the atmosphere. What's the opportunity here for reducing methane as a greenhouse gas?
Well, you're right that the methane dissipates pretty quickly, and so it's different than carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide, when we put it in the atmosphere, will stay in the atmosphere at some level for hundreds of years, perhaps 1,000 years into the future. If we slow inputs of CO2 to the atmosphere today, it really doesn't slow the rate of global warming right away. There's lags of several decades before we see that. Methane is fundamentally different. While it's in the atmosphere, it's more than 100 times more potent on a weight-for-weight basis than carbon dioxide. And the climate responds differently to it in that if we reduce methane emissions now, since its residence time in the atmosphere is fairly short, we actually slow the rate of global warming right away. So reducing methane emissions offers us a real chance, the only chance, I would say, of reaching the UN COP21 target of trying to keep our planet well below 2 degrees Celsius from the pre-industrial baseline. I think the way to go is to move as quickly as we can away from all fossil fuels. We need to do so anyway to get rid of the carbon dioxide, but sometimes people say, well, let's focus on coal and we can come back and worry about natural gas later. We have to go after both.
Robert Howarth, Professor of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology at Cornell University, thanks so much for your perspective today.
It's great talking to you.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.